Today is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So where were we exactly? We were talking about the weekend. We got to Sunday. I think we pretty much finished Sunday. I went to church. We had some lunch. We had Pokemon on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. We did a walk to in order to kind of help us get more shinies. I ended up with 11. And then we, I'm trying to think what else we did. I mowed, and I, you know, this whole mowing thing, my lawnmower is not reliable. It just, it keeps stopping, and I don't know. And I feel like I said this already, and possibly I even said it yesterday, but it's not doing a good job cutting or chopping up the grass. So we're doing mulching because we were bagging when we first moved to this house, and we were able to put the grass in these brown paper bags and put them out at the curb on trash day. But we have a pretty big yard, so it would be like 6 bags. And these are big bags. These are, you know, they're big bags. And, but it was working out. It was a pain in the ass, but it was working out. And then we got a notice from our trash people that they were no longer going to be picking up yard waste. So no grass, no limbs, no leaves, no, you know, nothing like that. Nothing. I suppose you could sneak it into your regular trash, and if they didn't know what was in the bag, it would be fine. But, you know, 6 bags worth of grass clippings every week, there's no way to stuff those in the trash, in the trash bag, or in the trash can. And so so then I was like, well, they said, oh, there's a landfill nearby. Not a landfill. There's some place nearby where you can, you know, you can take your lawn waste and they will take it for a small fee, or I don't know, but we don't have a truck. We don't have anything. So I started I'm like, okay, well, I guess we're not bagging anymore. Well, the problem is this mower, not only does it stop all the time, if the grass is thick at all, this mower does not do a good job. The battery runs out really quickly, like all of this. And it also leaves big piles of grass clippings on the grass. And even though it's in mulch mode, it still does this. And it becomes a problem because Sydney goes out in the yard, she gets grass all over. Bagging is an issue because we don't have a truck or anything that we can take the grass clippings every week to this site, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, landfill, dump, processing center, air quotes. I don't know. So I've got to, my next step is to buy, because I've read that my particular lawnmower, if you're trying to do mulching and you're trying to cut your grass a certain length, it's better to buy this double blade thing that they've got. And I think that our batteries are getting a little, they're not storing as much because, you know, these lithium batteries over time will lose their ability to store as much energy. So I think even though they're full, the reason it's not making it like the full lawn is because it's not, the battery's just not able to store as much as it was before. And I'm not to the point where I'm going to say, okay, let's just pay someone to mow our lawn because, you know, as I said before, this is one of the few things I do around the house that is providing value. And Mark, I don't want him to be doing an undue, you know, amount of the chores around the house. So anyway, I mowed the front lawn, did not mow the back, and then we have gotten back into Better Call Saul. I think it's getting a little bit better now. We finished season one and now we're in season two. And I feel like it is getting, you know, getting better, and I'm more interested in the story now. it was really slow at the beginning of season one. I just wasn't picking up very much, and Kathy Bacon suggested we, you know, give it a try. And we never decided we were going to quit. We just decided, okay, we're going to take a break and, you know, watch something else. And so we picked it back up, and we ordered a pizza, just a medium pizza. And it was not movie night, but it was Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones night. So we came upstairs, we ate our pizza, and we watched Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones. I'll say this. I really like the actress who plays. I think she does such a good job. She plays the Rhaenyra, the main character. One of the main female characters, but really the main female character. She's the daughter of the king, and I don't want to spoil anything for anyone, but she's pivotal to the whole story. And she's been doing such a good job, and I realized that at the end of the episode, when they were showing previews for the next week's episode, it was a completely different actor playing this part. And so I did some research, and 11 of the characters, because these seasons span many, many, many years in one season, and so because they're aging so fast in the season, they have now, starting with the next episode, they're going to have a different actor play that part, along with many of the other parts as well. And I don't know that I'm too happy about this Rhaenyra character being a different actress. I feel like, even though maybe it's a 10-year jump, I feel like they could have just aged a little bit the actress who was originally playing it. Maybe the new actor will be great. The reason I'm saying actor the new actor is, I don't know if this person is non-binary, or I haven't done enough research to find out, but they go by they, so I'm assuming actress would not fit. But they are playing a female character. They're playing Rhaenyra, and I'm not sure whether to say actor. I assume it's actor. I assume. Not really sure, but that's what I'm going to say. And this person may be really great. Maybe the best actor in the world. I don't know. But I've gotten accustomed to the current actress who's playing Rhaenyra, and I don't know what that's going to be like. So we'll have to see next week if I like the choices for the new actors and actresses for the characters that are aging. But so we watched that. We watched Lord of the Rings, and Lord of the Rings is also, you know, I'm enjoying Game of Thrones. I'm also enjoying Lord of the Rings. And that was pretty much it for the evening. Mark had his naturalization ceremony on Monday. And so we had to get up early because he was going, you know, he had to be there at 8 a.m. The ceremony was at 9, and he needed to be there at 8. And we didn't even know if I was going to be able to go in and watch. So we also needed to get there early so he could ask them, hey, is an audience allowed, yada, 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 all of that kind of good stuff. And so we ended up going to bed a little bit earlier than we normally go to bed because we were going to have to get up earlier than we normally get up. And not only that, but we had a friend's dinner with all of the friends Monday night to celebrate. And so it was just going to be a really jam-packed, busy day starting early. And so we wanted to go to bed early. But I could not go to sleep. I was just tossing and turning, and I tried turning on YouTube and watching a little YouTube. I tried turning YouTube off. I tried a podcast. I tried nothing. I don't think I went to sleep until probably 3 in the morning, and we had to get up at 6 or like 6:15. So I didn't get a lot of sleep, and normally I don't have a lot of problem, but I'm definitely going to have an issue on nights where I need to go to bed. It's some, you know, mental thing. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.